New York elected officials are calling on the General Assembly to pass legislation that would transition new buildings off fossil fuels, saying it would make the state cleaner and healthier. The All-Electric Building Act would require new buildings to have all-electric appliances for space and water heating and cooking by 2023. It also would mandate that state agencies identify policies to make electricity more affordable and accessible for low-income residents. Elected Officials to Protect America's Dominic Frangillo says it's about saving lives and money.
Right here in New York, air pollution from burning gas in buildings leads to about 1,000 deaths a year, and most of those are in communities of color. So it's a real, real harm to our public health.
New York burns more fossil fuels in its buildings than any state in the country. Research shows that an all-electric home in New York City would save households $6,800 over the course of 15 years. The bill received a hearing last week and must be passed by the end of the legislative session on June 2nd. William Reinhart is an Albany County legislator who was formerly a professional energy analyst with the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. He says in the long run, it makes the most sense economically to introduce these new technologies through new construction.
If you compare an all-electric building, new construction now, to a fossil fuel building with central air conditioning, again, new construction, so we're comparing apples to apples, the all-electric building is actually cheaper.
Under the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act of 2019, New York is mandating that 70% of all electricity generated in the state be from renewable sources by 2030. Officials say getting all new constructed buildings to be fossil fuel free is key to achieving that goal. I'm Emily Scott with New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.